You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, hoops heads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Wednesday, January 10th. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Thank you for bearing with my absence yesterday. I am all out of whack right now, still not feeling 100%. But the Warriors won't be able to sleep until mid-June sometime, so which means I won't be able to sleep either. So today we're going to do a quick recap of the Nuggets game from Monday, which I would have done on Tuesday. So thanks again for bearing with me. In the second segment, we're not going to do statistical deep dive today. I just am not feeling it today. Instead, I'm going to rank all of the Warriors jerseys that we've seen so far with the news that this Chinese heritage jersey is going to be coming out and is already on sale. The variety that Nike has come out with has made me a very happy camper. There's just so much to choose from. And the jerseys are not as expensive as you thought they would be. They're actually a little cheaper than Adidas jerseys. And rankings are fun, so we're going to rank these jerseys. And then in the third segment, we're going to preview tonight's game, home game against the Clippers. No Blake Griffin, no Stephen Curry, no Klay Thompson, but Kevin Durant will return. That's right, per Warriors PR Twitter, Steph Curry is nursing a sprained right ankle, so it's the same ankle that he injured back in December. Klay Thompson is out for rest, because Klay Thompson is an Iron Man, and sometimes Iron Men need rest too. Kevin Durant's right calf strain will allow him to play. Draymond Green is dealing with some right knee soreness. Andre Iguodala, left knee and hip soreness, but they're available to play. As I talked about on Monday in the third segment, this team is absolutely loaded and they're in it for the long haul. And when I say long haul, I'm not even just talking about this season. This is a team that's trying to win the championship every single year. And to do so, you gotta stay healthy. If you're playing from October to June every single year, then you've got the Olympics or the FIBA World Cup, which is coming up this year, then you got to find ways to rest. You got to find ways to get around the rules. And so Steph Curry is still dealing with that sprained right ankle. Sure, he's still dealing with that sprained right ankle. I mean, do we know what's actually going on? Maybe he has a little bit of inflammation or something like that. We don't know. Klay Thompson is being rested for a home game, as they asked to not rest stars for away games. Fair, but it is a natty. It's on ESPN, which they also, the NBA also asked not to happen. You know, it is what it is. And the Warriors are just so deep, they can just bring Kevin Durant off the bench and say, hey, you ready? Let's go. And Kevin Durant is definitely ready. What we're talking about right now is like lebatical levels of rest right now for Curry, Durant, and Draymond Green. They're just getting routine rest to address things that may or may not have been considered injuries in the past, but in 2018, they're injuries. And this will allow the team to function for the long haul, hopefully. You know, and I've written this in the past for Forbes.com. I think that when Kevin Durant made his decision to come to the Golden State Warriors, what you're looking at, if you want to define a new level of greatness, is four championships in a row. If they three-peat, people have three-peated. You know, in the new millennium, it's happened. There's been a three-peat. There's been four straight trips to the finals. LeBron did that in Miami, winning two. But nobody's won four in a row since the 60s. In the 60s, it was a very different league. So that is, to me, would be the marker of greatness. And, you know, if Kerr realizes that, if the rest of the brain trust realizes that, if they want to continue winning championships after they cross the bay into San Francisco, they got to rest their guys. They got to make sure they're healthy. So this is the new normal for the Golden State Warriors. Expect your guys to be rested. Expect injuries to be nursed on the pine for a long time. I'm cool with it. More rings. News just came through on my Bleacher Report app. Bob Myers says Steph's injury isn't a concern and there are no plans for him to get an MRI or x-rays. Now, does that fall into the rubric that I just spoke about or what? He could play tonight if he needed to. And if it was the playoffs, he'd be playing. But it's not the playoffs. They're playing a depleted Clippers team at home and they have a healthy lead for the number one spot in the Western Conference. All right, let me stop ranting about rest and self-promote. As you know, I write for Forbes.com. You can catch my media there. I've also written for BleacherReport.com in the past. You can contact me on Twitter at Koji Tare, K-O-G-I-T-A-R-E, or via email at AlikoCarter11@gmail.com. I would also highly recommend you check out the Locked On NBA podcast hosted by David Locke, the radio voice of the Utah Jazz. I guested on the podcast yesterday, talked about the Warriors, and you know, there's a lot to talk about. Draymond Green was fined $25,000. Is there strife in the locker room? No. But do they have a chip on their shoulders with the referees? Yes, absolutely. Keeps their fire hot. You know, when you're winning a lot, you need something to fuel your fire, right? So definitely check out that episode. Came out yesterday. Locked On NBA comes out every single day, just like Locked On Warriors. It's worth your time. Okay, we're going back to Monday, when the Warriors defeated the Nuggets at home, 124-114. Unfortunately, Steph did have to play in the fourth quarter. The Nuggets always play the Warriors strong. As Jim Barnett said, the Nuggets don't fear the Warriors. I don't know too many teams that come into a game thinking, oh, I'm afraid. But the Nuggets really have a lot of confidence when they play the Warriors. They always do. They beat the Warriors last time they played. And this game was no different except for the final score. But the Nuggets came hard. They had five players score 20 points in this game. I'm not sure. You know, the defense could have been better, honestly. I think that the fourth quarter was a little bit iffy. And they allowed 33 points in the fourth quarter. It was their worst defensive quarter, and it led their defensive rating, the Warriors, that is, to a 116.2, which isn't great. Got to do better. But Jamal Murray, good game, 21 points. Nikola Jokic had his 22. Gary Harris has been playing out of his mind, another 22. Mason Plumlee had a good game with 12 points. And then Trey Lyles, the game of his life. 9 of 15 from the field, hit a three-pointer. Only 2 of 5 from the free throw line, but 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Really, the game of his life. If it weren't for uncharacteristically shallow games from Wilson Chandler and Will Barton, we might be looking at a different outcome. The Nuggets weren't going below screens on Curry PNRs like the Clippers did on Saturday, but Curry still had his 32. Made a lot of 3-pointers, 5 to be exact. He was 9 of 17 from the field. 9 of 10 from the free throw line, still getting to the line like crazy. With 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. And the only blemish was 6 turnovers. He was the only high turnover guy on the team, though. Only 16 turnovers for the game, which is reasonable, about average. But even with Curry's 32, the Warriors needed scoring from odd places. Draymond Green had a season-high 23 points along with 10 assists, 5 rebounds. What a game. 2 turnovers. Not so bad. Not so bad at all. That's a 5-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. Klay Thompson only had 19. The Warriors tend to do better the more Klay Thompson scores. And there's like a, does he score 22? The Warriors are undefeated when Klay Thompson scores 22 points. But 19 did the job tonight. He was 3 of 6, or Monday night, he was 3 of 6 from 3, still shooting the lights out. But David West, great, great minutes from David West, 10 points. Sean Livingston, great minutes, 11 points. Jordan Bell chipped in, as did Nick Young. But the defense wasn't great. The rotations were not on point. Nick Young had a few defensive lapses. Andre's heavy minutes, heavy for Andre, are starting to show. He's playing 30-plus minutes a night since Kevin Durant went down as a starter. But luckily, the Warriors had Draymond Green, who had an offensive rating of 155 to go along with the defensive rating of 114 in this game. He was the difference maker, despite what plus-minus may or may not say. So Draymond gets my game ball from that game. The Warriors are 33-8. They lead the league, much as they have the previous however many seasons, 3 seasons. Tough road trip coming up. But before that, they get a little bunny home game where hopefully they can stay focused and take care of business before things get real on the road. Okay, we're going to transition into the ranking the Warriors uniforms from 2017-2018, but first I want to talk to you about sponsoring the Locked On Warriors podcast, particularly if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44. Most, 98% of listeners of the Locked On podcast are men. 80% are between the ages of 18 and 44. So if that's your target demographic, get at me. Contact me at AlecoCarter11@gmail.com, and I will give you all the details. Our rates are reasonable, and we can make it worth your while. All right, with the pending release of the City Edition Golden State Warriors jersey, I do want to rank the jerseys so far that we've seen, the Nike created for the Golden State Warriors. And first, I want to say I was wrong. The jerseys are actually more expensive. They're $200. The Swingman jerseys are $110. But the authentic Nike NBA connected jerseys are $200. So, of course, they're quite more expensive. But the Swingman jerseys are nicer than the Swingman jerseys that came from Adidas. They just are. They look better. So, and they're more form-fitting. They're just a better fit. Is it worth it? I'll let you be the judge of that. But we are going to rank these bad boys. And one thing that's different about these jerseys when you're buying them online versus when you see somebody like KD wearing them on the court is that red Lockton patch on the left side, adjacent to the Nike on the right. That patch changes the jersey. In my humble opinion, it makes all the jerseys look a little bit worse, but some are worse than others, and that is going to play into my rankings. Coming in at number 5 is the Warriors Classic Edition jersey. You know, the one with the California star at where the Bay Area is. Inspired by, you know, Run TMC and or, you know, that 80s to 90s period, a bit of nostalgia. It's tough for me, but these jerseys, they lack character in my opinion. They're plain, and I know minimalist is a way that jerseys are going these days, but there's a way to do minimalist that still has character, and I just don't feel the character from these jerseys. Maybe it's because they're white, and in past, Hardwick Classic jerseys have been, you know, yellow or something like that. The white and the dark blue, it doesn't really seem to work to me. I think that it would be better if the blue in the jersey was more of a Golden State blue rather than a navy. And then the red locked-in patch does not look good on this jersey. It stands out in a garish way. And I'm just not a big fan of these. I think the court, when they do the hardwood differently, it looks great. I'm a big fan of that, but the jersey itself doesn't do much for me. Coming in at number 4, surprise, surprise, another white jersey. The association version, the home version of the Warriors jersey. The one that we see most often. And this jersey suffers from the same thing that the other jersey suffered from. That red lactin patch takes away from the overall aesthetic of the jersey because there's no other red to be found on the jersey. I think they need to do something about that in future years. I think that there are some teams that have really integrated their patches very well. A few teams. I think the Lakers wish integration looks great. I think that the GE logo on the Boston Celtics jersey with the green and white looks absolutely fantastic. And I think that there are other versions of the Warriors locked-in patch that look better. But the red, which is the official locked-in red, it just doesn't go with the Warriors' white, blue, and yellow motif at all. But these jerseys are fine. They're classic. We've been riding with these white jerseys for 8 years now. They were introduced in 2010, around the time that Ekpe Udo was drafted by the Warriors. And they get the job done. They're becoming iconic because the Warriors are so good, which is nice. But, I you know, other than that, they're all right. The asymmetry of the eastern half of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge never gets old. It's beautiful, and it harkens back to the short-lived The City jerseys from back in the day, 1962 or thereabouts. I think maybe 66, 68. Whenever the San Francisco Warriors hosted the All-Star Game, I think it was 1968. And these jerseys, they unite the Bay Area. The Bay Bridge unites Oakland and San Francisco, and it was a symbolic gesture to use an image of the new Bay Bridge to represent the Warriors, who are the Bay's team. Coming in third is the City Edition jersey, which pays tribute to Chinese heritage and the Golden State Warriors Chinese fans and Chinese American fans. It is a play off of the city, the iconic city jerseys that I just mentioned, except in addition to the Golden Gate Bridge, there is some sort of dragon monster in the sky along with the jersey number. And then above the circle, it says the Bay. The jersey is bright gold with Warriors blue trim and then an additional trim of red, which is traditionally, which is a color traditionally associated with China. And so I put this jersey here because it's an interesting look. It's something different than the Warriors have ever done. They've never combined a hardwood classic with a Chinese heritage. And I think that was a cool idea. This monster, this dragon weather monster, I don't know what it is, inside of the circle above the Bay, Golden Gate Bridge, looks really cool. It looks legitimately scary. And then, of course, if the patch, which we have yet to see, the Lockton patch, is red, this jersey actually has red in it. So the Lockton patch isn't going to stand out in a bad way like it does with the two white jerseys. I think these are interesting jerseys, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they pop and wondering whether or not the Warriors are going to change the hardwood to match these jerseys like they do with all the others, because that is going to be really cool looking. Coming in second place is the Warriors statement jersey. You know what I'm talking about. These are the town. Now, they get points because the Lockton patch on the jersey is yellow. Yellow and black, just like the jersey. So that changes the whole aesthetic. When your patch matches your jersey, it becomes less of an encumbrance. A lot of people are going to feel differently about this. They're going to put the town at the top, but I'm a classical guy. And I think that a team's best jersey is the jersey that showcases its true colors. So we'll get to the away jerseys in a second. I want to talk about the town jerseys. I've spent a ton of time talking about the town jerseys, and I also wrote an article about them for Forbes.com a few months back, where I said, for a person who was born and raised in the East Bay, in Oakland in particular, the feeling of seeing this jersey is bittersweet, with the franchise's move to the Chase Center in San Francisco looming. Whatever the circumstances, this is a big deal for Oakland. The jersey's recognition of Oakland was almost enough for me to vault it above the Warriors icon jerseys, which I will get to in a second. But continuing the slate theme from the last few years, the town jersey incorporates yellow in very interesting ways, including on the collar, the Nike swoosh, and in a line down the side of the jersey ringed by white. It looks really good. The Oakland tree has prime placement, which is really cool. I'm not sure how I feel about the font, the town, and the numbers 30. I think I prefer the Warriors keep their regular font for the numbers and for words on the front. The town font is a little blocky, it's a little comical, it's a little amateurish, just a little. But overall, these jerseys are absolutely gorgeous, and it's cool for the team to be able to wear them, even though they're not really their colors. And finally, we get to the icon jersey, the away version, predominantly blue, with a yellow circle, blue bridge, white swoosh, and most importantly, white Lockton logo. They're just classic. These are going to be the jerseys that the Warriors will be remembered for wearing. These are the jerseys that will be the archetype going forward. And you can tell that because every other Warriors jersey has the same basic outline. A circle with a bridge in it, or a tree, the number inside the circle, and then words are ringing the circle. Elegant, stylish, simple, beautiful. And I just love the font on these jerseys, even though per Zach Lowe, it's not an original font, and that's a no-no. It's a stock font, but I like it. I think it looks great. It looks classy, and the Warriors are finally a classy organization, so it's nice to be able to associate them with that and to see it rendered literally on their jerseys. So that's my rankings of the five Warriors jerseys we've seen so far since Nike took over the reins. Let me know if you disagree. Love to have a little bit of a debate over this. Hit me up on Twitter at Koji Tare, KOGITARE. And before we move on to the preview of the Warriors and the Clippers tonight at 7:30, I do want to mention that it's Draft Wednesday, so you should listen up. Draft is my favorite fantasy site because the chances of winning are 80% better than on salary cap sites, and the pros, they don't matter. More than 1 million people have already downloaded Draft. You can play in a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LO Warriors. That's right. Play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LO Warriors. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Warriors podcast listeners a money back guarantee of up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code LO Warriors. All right, it's time to talk about the Clippers. The banged up Clippers. No Pat Beverly, Danilo Gallinari, Blake Griffin, Austin Rivers, or Milos Teodosic. So it's going to be a motley crew around DeAndre Jordan and Lou Williams tonight. They got a much-needed win over the Atlanta Hawks in their last game, starting Lou Williams, Jawan Evans, CJ Williams, DeAndre Jordan, and Wesley Johnson. Lou Williams and Jawan Evans played 40 minutes. CJ Williams, 37. DeAndre, 34. That's really tough. And then you've got rookie Tyrone Wallace playing 19 minutes. Tyrone Wallace, who went under screens against Stephen Curry. And Sam Decker only netting 15 and a half minutes. Not playing very well. And Montrezl Harrell, same. They only played 9 guys. So they're super thin right now, and the Warriors should be able to take advantage despite their own manpower dearth. Just keep a body on Lou Williams. Make sure DeAndre Jordan doesn't go crazy on the offensive glass. And play better defense than you did in the previous game. Better team defense, better rotations, no missed assignments, and shouldn't be too hard to get this win at home. Especially with Kevin Durant itching to play, and his play was at such a high level when he went down that I don't expect anything but that same level. You know, you can probably expect 30, 35 points on 15 to 25 shots, and some dimes, lots of dimes. He's been diming the ball and rebounding and blocking and just doing everything. And without Curry, it's going to be on him. So it's going to be very exciting to see how this team functions without a secondary scorer like Klay running next to Kevin Durant. What can we expect from the starting lineup? Probably Sean Livingston and potentially Nick Young in the starting lineup. That's definitely a possibility, though it's more likely that the coach goes with Patrick McCaw. But I could see Nick Young doing well in a game like this, just like last time. And he hasn't had a chance to start for this team yet. So there's a lot of choices to be made here. But Nick Young may have earned Kerr's ire with his poor defense in the last game. So we'll see what happens. We really can't predict. Nobody's in Kerr's head except for Kerr. But it should be a good game, and it should be a win. That's my podcast for the day. Be sure to tune in tomorrow where I'll recap the Clippers game. We're going to go back in time for Throwback Thursday, and then I'm going to preview the road trip and rank how difficult each team will be to beat. Thanks for listening, and as usual, stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.